Hi besties, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It, where we chat about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So in today's episode, I am sharing my reset and recharge routine, as well as my go-to mindfulness tools that I like to implement when I am doing this routine. If you listen to my imposter syndrome episode, I mentioned how I've been working on this really important and this really big project, which I just wrapped up last week, and it took so much out of me. I felt so relieved to be done, and I knew it was time for some major rest and recharging because I was at a 0%, about to burn out, and I knew it was time to replenish, nourish myself, recharge, and all of those good things. So since last Friday or so, I started practicing my reset and recharge routine and implementing some of these tools that I will be sharing with you. I'm not 100% fully recharged just yet. I think I need a few more days of rest and I'll be good to go. But in the meantime, I wanted to share with you the ins and outs of this reset and recharge routine with you, as well as these tools. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, I would be so grateful if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review so that more people can discover this podcast. And I would also love to hear what your reset and recharge routine looks like, if you happen to have one, if there are any tools that you like to implement to help you nourish and replenish yourself, I would love to hear. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So my first step when starting my reset and recharge routine is to identify where I am at mentally, emotionally, and physically so that I can determine what it is that I need. And I saw a tweet today, actually, while I was writing out the outline for this episode by @master_nobody on Twitter that perfectly explains the importance of this first step. And the tweet said, "Listen to your body. If you feel tired, it's time to slow down. If you feel drained, it's time to spend some time alone. If you feel stuck, it's time to take a break and reflect back. Your body tells you everything. Pay attention." Our bodies are always giving us clues and signals as to what is going on internally without us really having to do much at all. Some obvious examples are, you know, when we are sleepy, our eyes get heavy, or when we're dehydrated, we might feel dizzy or have a dry mouth. So those are just some obvious examples, but of course our bodies are always giving us signals in more subtle ways that can be very easy to miss. A great wellness tool that I love to help me stay in touch with my body and be in tune with what it's telling me are body scan meditations. You can do this on your own, by yourself, or you can find a video on YouTube that you can listen to, or even the app that I'm always talking about, Insight Timer app. It also has a bunch of body scan meditations that you can do. But basically, I like to do this specific type of meditation when either I am unsure of what's wrong or what I need. Usually, this helps me to tap into what my body is signaling to me, what it's needing, what it's trying to tell me. The first and most important step with anything is to identify where it is that you're at so you can understand what it is that you need. My second step in my reset and recharge routine, which is not a surprise at all, but it's to disconnect with the outside world in order to reconnect with myself. So when I practice my reset and recharge routine, it's usually because I am on the verge of burnout or I have an empty cup. And I know that is a sign for me to disconnect and reconnect back with myself so that I can replenish myself, nourish myself, and give myself what it is that it needs to feel fully recharged. And some ways that I like to disconnect are, of course, logging off of social media, also putting my phone on do not disturb. So sometimes that means I miss people's phone calls, I don't reply right away, and that's okay. During this time, I just crave so much alone and quiet time. I feel like when I am on the verge of burnout, it's because my mind and my body have been working on overdrive, and I just need a moment to be still, to do nothing, to not think, and that requires me to disconnect from the outside world so that I can tune in with myself and just be in solitude. Aside from doing the body scan meditation that I mentioned, another helpful tip is to disconnect from other people, because sometimes we can be so consumed with the thoughts and opinions and voices of the outside world that it drowns out our inner voice and what it is that we think and we feel and we need. So those are two very helpful tips in reconnecting back with yourself. So another thing that really helps me to reset and recharge is therapy. And even if I don't particularly have anything big going on in my life, sometimes I like to schedule therapy sessions to just have a nice mental brain dump. I like to do this with my therapist versus my friends, because although I know my friends are always there for me when I need them, I feel more comfortable doing this with a professional who has the space for me to be able to do this. I just feel like, you know, we all have problems, we all have things going on, and sometimes that makes it difficult for us to be able to hold space for others. So I try to be really mindful to not pour my issues onto my friends all the time. So this last Sunday, I actually scheduled a therapy appointment with my therapist, of course, to simply talk about certain situations in my life that were causing me stress. And it felt so good to just talk about it instead of harboring it all in and get validation to how I was feeling and also get a different unbiased perspective on the situation. Another reason why I like to vent to my therapist more than my friends is I feel like sometimes our friends tell us what we want to hear, which is great. You know, it's great to have supportive friends, but sometimes it's not helpful to hear what it is that you want to hear. Sometimes it's more helpful to hear what it is that you need to hear. I feel like with therapy, people often think that going to therapy is only if you are dealing with like severe mental health issues or you're going through a very traumatic experience. And yes, while therapy is used for those things, what people often don't realize is you can go to therapy for the little mundane everyday life struggles that we deal with, such as parenting problems, maybe issues that you're having with your coworkers or your boss, or learning how to set boundaries or creating a self-care routine. The next thing that I like to do when I am in my reset and recharge routine is to opt for slower paced living, even if it's just for a day, a week, a month, whatever the case is. Of course, we all have responsibilities that we have to tend to, such as our children, jobs, house chores, things like that. But when I am in this phase of needing to recharge, I give myself the permission to do the absolute bare minimum without any guilt. If I can push back a meeting, if I can delegate a task to someone else, or if I can simply get away with not doing something, then you better believe I will absolutely do what I can to clear my schedule as much as possible. For example, this week, the only productive thing that I have going on is recording this podcast episode. That's it. That is the only thing that I have to get done this week. Everything else is an option. If I get to it, amazing. If not, it's not the end of the world. And I think we as a society are obsessed with having busy, jam-packed schedules all of the time. And there is a huge difference between being busy and being productive. And a really, really hard lesson that I've had to learn is that the need to being busy all of the time is simply a trauma response. You don't get an award for being the most burnt out, the most busy. One question that has really helped me to break this need for hyper productivity was asking myself, what do I gain from being busy all of the time? By being busy, do you get to avoid any negative emotions or a problem in your life that you don't want to deal with? Or is it that it makes you feel successful? Or do you feel guilty when you're not doing something? Or is it that you just don't know how to relax or what that would even look like for you? It's doing something for our ego to think that we are being busy all day, every day, just because our schedules are packed from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. That doesn't mean that we're making actual progress in our lives or that we are actually being productive. One thing that I've learned about embracing this slower living concept is that slower living can drastically change the quality of your life, and it makes space to help nourish important aspects of yourself in your life that you wouldn't have had time for. Which brings me to my next step in my reset and recharge routine, which is nourishing my mind, body, and soul. So as I mentioned, when I decide to implement this routine, it's because my cup is almost empty and I need to fill it back up. So aside from doing the things that I listed previously, these are the actual wellness tools that I like to practice that are going to help me recharge. And I have them under three different categories: mind, body, and soul, and I do different activities under each category. So when it comes to nourishing my mind, there are a few different approaches I like to take. If I feel like I am mentally burnt out and I can't consume any more information, then I will take a mental rest. So meaning I won't really consume any information by listening to podcasts, watching videos, reading new concepts. Like maybe I will read a fiction book or watch things that are more mindless, just to kind of give my mind a break. However, if I feel like I need to nourish my mindset a bit more and feed my mind good things, then some things that I like to do are, of course, the exact opposite. So this time around, I felt like I needed to nourish my mind because I had been so focused on working and creating that I didn't make time for my personal growth and like any mindset work. So what I've been focusing on these last few days has been reading my current book of the moment, which is Healing is the New High, which I've talked about time and time again. That's the book that I'm currently reading. It was a great way to unwind from work mode and shift back into personal growth mindset work mode. And so that's what I've been doing the activities after each chapter as well. I also took a free masterclass called Financial Abundance, The Spiritual Way by Nicole Bayless. It was on the Insight Timer app, which is something that I just learned you can do. If you've heard me talk about the Insight Timer app, it's basically a meditation app, but they also have free classes that are live that you can do, which is what I did. Other ways that I like to nourish my mind is by journaling, of course. I either like to do a good brain dumping session or free writing, where I just simply write whatever is on my mind without it needing to sound perfect or make sense. I just kind of word vomit everything onto paper. And I also like to go back to some of my old journal prompts, and depending on what I'm feeling or going through or needing at that moment, I will pick a journal prompt to write. And if you ever need ideas on journal prompts for any type of topic, I do have a highlight on my Instagram stories full of different journal prompts that I've created for you guys, so you can definitely check that out. So those are some ways that I like to nourish my mind. Of course, again, like I said, sometimes I take different approaches depending on where my mindset is at. If I feel like it needs a break and a rest, then that's what I will give it. But if I feel like I need to nourish it, then I will feed it good things. Now, when it comes to nourishing my body, it's the same concept with nourishing my mind. It just depends on what I feel I need. This time around, I allowed myself to rest, but not just physically. There are different forms of rest. So one of my favorite self-care YouTubers, Rowena, recently made a YouTube video on the different types of rest, which are physical rest, social, mental and emotional, creative, sensory, and spiritual rest. I highly recommend checking that video out, especially if you're someone who you get enough physical rest, you get enough sleep, but you still find yourself feeling tired and exhausted. If that is the case, you might be needing some other form of rest. I found that video so enlightening. So that is just something to take into account when you are feeling exhausted and tired. And once I kind of allow myself to get the rest that I need, I like to do my favorite movements when I feel called to. And I like to pick workouts that I know boost my energy and that I look forward to. And other ways I like to nourish my body is by taking extra time during my shower and skincare routine. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm busy or I have a lot going on in my life, the very first thing I begin to neglect is my basic self-care. Obviously, I shower every day and things like that, but I don't take extra time. I just kind of skip over those things and just do the basic. But those things are what help me feel my best and help me feel recharged and refreshed. So that is something that I like to take time on and do when I am doing my rest and recharge routine. Do a nice face mask, do a nice hair mask, spend extra time scrubbing my body and, you know, using lotion and body oil and all of the things, because that makes me feel so, so good. And I know I deserve to take that extra time on my body. So when it comes to nourishing my soul, this is probably my favorite area to nourish and to practice. So I like to do things that make me feel connected to my intuition, my higher self, that help me feel in tune, that help me feel grateful, lit up, just internally glowing. So some practices that I like to do are, one, meditation, of course. Like I said, when I am busy and I have a lot going on in my plate, there are a few things that I begin to neglect: body care and meditating. That's one of the first things that I stop doing, but meditation helps me to ease any anxiety, calm my mind, but also connect with my higher self and make me feel more in tune with myself. So of course, I love the Insight Timer app. Again, they need to sponsor me at this point, because I feel like I talk about them every episode and every YouTube video, but it really is such a great app. So other ways I like to nourish my soul are by sound bath healing sessions. I actually attended a live in-person sound bath healing session at the fitness studio that I go to. It was such a relaxing time and I really, really enjoyed it. But if you don't have anything like that near you, you can also find free YouTube videos of sound bath healing. I like to do that during the evening time before bed. It helps me unwind my mind and relax and get into a more restful state of mind. So some other things that I've been doing have been indulging in my favorite comfort shows. I've been re-watching Pretty Little Liars. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with that. It came out during my, I believe, freshman year of high school, if I'm not mistaken. And it is such a nostalgic show to watch, but I literally love that show, and I like to watch it while I'm cooking. I like to watch it when I'm, you know, just doing nothing and wanting to relax. I love indulging in a good comfort show or movie. That's been my choice of show for this rest and recharge period. I also like to get re-inspired through Pinterest. So like I said, during this rest and recharge routine, I like to disconnect, but the one app that I keep is Pinterest. I really don't count that as social media. I don't know why, but to me, Pinterest is different than like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I just feel it's more, it's like a safe space for me. And I find it so inspiring in so many ways, whether it's content ideas, recipes, outfit ideas, home decor. I just find it such a therapeutic, safe space. So even when I'm digitally disconnecting, sometimes I will keep Pinterest because it just makes me feel so good. And other ways that I like to nourish my soul have been being present for the mundane things like cooking, or waking up in the morning and having my cats literally surround me. Like every time I wake up each morning, my cats are just watching me, laying next to me, cuddled up. And I love those little moments that we can miss by being in a rush or being on our phones. So clearing out my calendar and being off of my apps and things like that really helped me to be present in these little everyday mundane moments of life that we take for granted but hold so much beauty. So those are nice reminders to slow down more and be more present as much as possible. So that is the rundown of my rest and recharge routine and some of my favorite mindfulness tools that I like to practice when I need to replenish and slow down a bit. Like I said, this is something that I can take a day to do, a week to do, a month to do. It really just depends on what I feel I need in that moment and how depleted I am. But this is a go-to routine that I like to practice when I need to fill up my cup and recharge myself, especially after an extended period of working really, really hard and being super focused. I really think it's so important to have that balance between working hard and then taking care of yourself as much as possible. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you already know what to do. I would love to hear what your reset and recharge routine. And as a reminder, if you are interested in taking charge of your mental health, don't forget to check out the link in my show notes and also in my Instagram bio to check out the special offer that BetterHelp is offering. Again, that's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/glowwithit. And again, the link is in the show notes as well as my Instagram bio. I hope that you all have an amazing rest of your week, and I will talk to you all in the next one.